Here.
Good evening. This is a meeting of the Pacifica National Board. It is January 21st, 2021, 8:40 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Alex Steinberg. I'm the outgoing chair of the 2020 Pacifica National Board, and this is the inaugural meeting of 2021 Pacifica National Board. I am calling this meeting to order. Nancy, as our last secretary, could you please call the roll?
Okay, or actually, you want Marianne to do that? Marianne has the spreadsheet.
Okay, great.
Okay. Am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Okay. So the roll call. Wayne Bruce.
Here.
Okay. Chris Corey.
Here.
Good. Vanessa Dixon Briggs. Okay.
I'm here. Yes.
Okay. Lyndon Foley.
Here.
Good. Heather Gray.
Here.
Jose Gutierrez.
Somebody's got to mute them right away.
I'll mute Aldis.
I don't know if you can.
One more time. Jose Gutierrez.
Eileen, could you take care of that?
Yeah, I'm going there. I'm trying to find him because now everybody's on the side, so it's harder to find people.
Okay.
Because you've got the screen share going.
Yeah.
Where is he?
Hang on, Marian. We're trying to mute Otis.
Could you stop sharing? I can't find it. I can't find him.
Alex, turn off the screen share. Oh, okay.
I did it.
Now where did he go? Christ, where'd he go? This is crazy.
Alex,
here he is.
Alex, this
okay.
is...
Okay, I muted him. Got him.
This is John. You need to, when Eileen leaves, you need to make me co-host.
We'll see about... Yeah.
This is James. I'm getting very low volume on the call. Is anybody else experiencing that?
Yes.
No.
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 Can you turn up your volume, James?
Turn up the speakers. Turn up the speakers.
Okay. Are we ready to resume roll call? For Marian to resume phone call? Roll call?
Okay. One last time. Jose Gutierrez.
Jose sent me a text. Jose has unfortunately been hospitalized, so he will not make the meeting tonight.
Oh, dear.
No, we all wish him the best. I don't know what his situation is, but I know he's in the hospital.
Wow.
Okay. Julie Hewitt.
Here.
Good. Sabrina Jacobs.
Here.
Wally James.
Here.
Good. Dwayne Lark.
Present.
Okay. Ali Lexa.
Here.
Good. James Osborne.
Present.
Ron Pinchback.
Here.
Good. Ralph Pointer. Ralph Pointer. Going once. Going twice. Ralph Pointer? Evidently not here. Sandra Rawline?
Here.
Good. Lawrence Reyes?
Here.
You're here. Okay. Sean Rhodes?
Here.
Here. James Sagerton?
Here.
Here. Andrea Turner?
Present.
Elizabeth von Gunten.
Present.
Okay. Tom Voorhees. Tom, I know you're there. Say something.
Tom is here.
And Alex Steinberg.
I'm here.
Okay. Other persons. Lydia Brazon.
Here.
Okay. Anita Sims.
Here.
Nancy Sorden.
Present.
Arthur Schwartz, or is that for the closed session?
That's for the closed session.
Okay. John Tatum.
I'm here.
Good. And as far as I know, I'm here. So, yes, we do indeed have a quorum.
Thank you. And let me go back to screen sharing. And okay. The next item is the nomination and election of pro tem officers. We do not have officers yet of this 2021 board. We will be doing nominations and elections of officers on a permanent basis at the next meeting. But this meeting, we're going to just have temporary officers. So can we have a nomination for the chair, pro tem chair for this meeting?
This is Ron Pinchback. I'd like to nominate Lance Reyes as pro temp chair.
Okay. Anybody else with a nomination?
I did not catch that name. Please repeat the name.
Nomination is for Lawrence Reyes as pro temp chair.
Lawrence Reyes. Got it.
Okay. Other nominations.
This is James.
James.
Nominate Alex Steinberg.
Okay. Any other nominations? Okay. Mr. Reyes, do you accept the nomination to be the pro tem chair for this meeting?
Chair, thank you for the question. I do humbly accept. Thank you.
Okay. And I also humbly accept the nomination. So we're going to have to go to a vote on this. I think we'll just, I'm going to ask the Marianne to just call out everybody's name who's in attendance at this meeting, and you will either respond Lawrence or Alex. Simple.
Okay. So, Wayne Bruce.
Lawrence.
Okay. Chris Corey.
Lawrence Reyes.
Lawrence. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Lawrence.
Lawrence. Lyndon Foley.
Alex.
Alex. Heather Gray.
Alex.
Alex. Jose is not present. Julie Hewitt.
Lawrence.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs.
Lawrence.
Lawrence. Wally James.
Alex.
Alex. Dwayne Lark.
Lawrence.
Lawrence. Ali Lexa.
I'm sorry, this is for chair pro tem?
Yes.
Yeah.
Alex.
Alex. James Osborne.
Pass.
Pass. Okay. Ron Pinchback.
Lawrence.
Lawrence. Ralph is not present. Sandra Rawline.
I pass.
Lawrence Reyes.
I guess I should support myself. I support Lawrence. Thank you. I was waiting for the whistle.
Sean Rhodes.
Alex.
Alex. James Sagerton.
Alex.
Alex. Andrea Turner.
Lawrence.
Lawrence. Elizabeth Van Gunten.
Pass.
Did you say Alex?
I pass.
Oh, you pass. Okay. Tom Voorhees?
Alex.
Alex. Alex.
Alex.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes, I'm voting for myself.
Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3.
Wait, you got to go back to the people you passed.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. James Osborne.
I'm going to abstain.
Abstain. Sandra Rawline.
I'm abstaining as well.
Abstain. Elizabeth Van Gunten.
I'll abstain. I'll abstain.
Abstain. Okay, let's try that again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9, 4, come on. Lawrence Reyes. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 for Alex.
Oh. I count 10, 11 for Reyes.
Do you?
Could you recheck that?
Yes. Please? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I keep coming up with 9. Okay, so we have Bruce Wayne, Chris Corey, Vanessa Dixon Briggs, Julie Hewitt, Sabrina Jacobs, Dwayne Lark, Ron Pinchback, Lawrence Reyes, Andrea Turner. Have I missed any for Lawrence? And I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 for Alex.
See, you said 9 at first. Oh, I think.
So I believe, let's see.
I have 11, 10.
So I have 1, 2, 3 abstentions.
Could we go down the list again, Marion? Just one.
You bet.
Yeah. Wayne was Lawrence. Chris Corey was Lawrence.
Yes, yeah. Vanessa Dix Briggs for Lawrence, Lyndon Foley for Alex, Heather Gray for Alex, Jose is not present, Julie Hewitt for Lawrence, Sabrina for Lawrence, Wally James for Alex, Dwayne Lark for Lawrence, Ali Lexa for Alex, James Osborne abstained, Ron Pinchback for Lawrence, Ralph Pointer not present, Sandra Rawline abstained. Lawrence Reyes for Lawrence. Sean Rhodes for Alex. James Sagerton for Alex. Andrea Turner for Lawrence. Elizabeth Van Gunten abstained. Tom Voorhees for Alex and Alex for Alex.
You're not going to be able to talk.
Chair, this is Lawrence. May I be recognized?
We have to announce the results of the vote.
Okay.
So what is the result?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I keep getting 9 for Lawrence and 8 for Alex.
Okay, then Lawrence, you are chair for the rest of this meeting.
Thank you. Thank you for your vote of confidence, and I will try to do the best I can. So I guess the next order of business is we elected the chair pro temp. Our meeting was called order. Roll call was taken. Excuse absences. Are there any
pro temp secretaries, Lawrence?
Oh, I'm sorry, Nancy. Thank you so much. So we will have nominations open for pro temp secretary. Are there any nominations or any volunteers?
This is James.
James, you're recognized.
I nominate Nancy Sorden.
Okay. Any other nominations for pro temp secretary? Are there any objections to Nancy Sorden being pro temp secretary? Since there's no other nominations, we don't need an election. We could do this by acclamation. Are there any objections? Okay, seeing and hearing none. Nancy, thank you so much for stepping up again.
Okay, and also I want to thank Marion for volunteering to be our recording secretary. Just want everyone to know that we have like two secretaries, the officer and our recording secretary. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Nancy. Thank you. Now we go temporary pro temp. Should we do pro temp vice chair as well, right? We need to do that, yes. Are there any nominations for pro temp vice chair?
James?
Go ahead, James.
I'll nominate Alex Steinberg.
Okay. Are there any other nominations for pro temp vice chair? I'd like to ask the parliamentarian a quick question. Mr. Tatum, am I prohibited from nominating anyone for pro temp secretary?
No, you're not.
Okay, thank you. So I'd like to place a nomination, Dwayne Locke. And are there any other nominations for pro temp vice chair? Okay, Madam Secretary, can you please take the roll as you did with the pro temp chair election? Just call the names, and that's either Alex or Dwayne.
Okay, hang on. It takes me just a sec here.
Sure.
Tim,
whistle when you're ready.
Yeah, vice chair. Hang on. One was Alex, and the other was Dwayne.
Marianne, call the chair's name last, please.
I will do that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Tatum.
Okay. Wayne Bruce.
Pass.
Alex. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Dwayne.
Said pass.
He said pass.
I'm sorry. And,
Mr. Bruce said pass.
I said pass.
Thank you.
Maybe I'll turn up the volume here. Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Dwayne.
Lyndon Foley.
Alex.
Heather Gray.
Alex.
Jose is not present. Sabrina Jacobs. Oh, wait, I missed one. Julie Hewitt. I'm sorry.
Pass.
Sabrina Jacobs.
Dwayne.
Wally James.
Alex.
Dwayne Lark.
Dwayne Lark.
Okay. Ali Lexa.
Alex.
James Osborne.
Abstain.
Abstain. abstain. Okay. Ron Pinchback.
Dwayne.
Ralph Pointer.
Dwayne.
Lawrence, whoops, we're going to skip Lawrence. Sean Rhodes.
Alex.
James Sagerton.
Alex.
Andrea Turner.
Dwayne.
Tom Voorhees.
Alex.
Oh, I'm sorry. Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Pass.
Tom, okay. And Alex Steinberg.
I guess I'll vote for myself.
Okay. We have several passes.
Madam Secretary?
Yes.
This is Sandra Rawl, and I didn't hear you call my name.
Or Chris Corey.
Apologies. I'm sorry.
Or Chris Corey. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Oh, I see what I. Oh, wait a minute. I had Chris Corey down as for Dwayne. Was that a mistake?
Yeah, you skipped from Wayne Bruce to me, and it should have been Chris Cole.
My apologies.
So you might have recorded all the votes kind of in a...
This ought to be interesting. Okay, let's go.
Madam Secretary, may I suggest that you do a restart?
Please? I will do that, exactly. So Wayne Bruce passed first time around. Hello?
I did. I'm ready to vote now. Dwayne Lark.
For Dwayne. Okay. I think I see what's going on. My computer's fault. Okay. Chris Corey.
Dwayne.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Dwayne.
Okay. That's what I had. Lyndon Foley.
Alex.
Again. Okay. Heather Gray. I had Alex. Okay. Jose is not present. Julie Hewitt passed the last time.
Pass.
Still pass? Okay.
That would be an abstain then if you don't want to vote.
No, that would not be a
pass. Well, you can't pass more than twice.
No, that's not true.
She's redoing the vote, though.
Yeah, this is a new.
This is a restart. This is a restart, okay. Nancy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and we can't call her vote. She has to say it.
Gotcha. Sabrina Jacobs, I had as for Dwayne.
That's correct. Thank you.
And Wally James for Alex.
Yes.
And Dwayne Lark for Dwayne. And Ali Lexa for Alex. James Osborne, I had abstained.
What did Ali say?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Madam Secretary. I didn't hear Ali Lexa respond.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Ali Lexa. I said Alex.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Ali. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, this is James.
And I had you down as abstaining. Is that correct?
Oh. That's James Osborne.
Maybe they should start again.
Okay.
If I may, I suggest you call the name and let them state for themselves.
Yeah. Please stay within order, please. Seek recognition from the chair if you want to say something from the chair pro tem. What I would suggest, Madam Secretary, is that you go to the chat right there and use the roster of directors because that's somewhat in order.
I have that.
Oh, that's what you're doing. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going down that roster.
Okay. My apologies.
Of that roster.
Okay.
So
through the chair, could we not have pre-calls on what people voted or didn't vote? Could we just have the person to say who they're voting for?
Yes. Thank you.
Yes. A fresh list.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
So we made it as far as Ali Lexa. James Osborne.
Abstain.
Okay. Ron Pinchback.
Dwayne.
Okay. Ralph Pointer.
Dwayne.
Sandra Rawline.
I abstain.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes. Oh, I'm sorry.
Can you give me a count first, please? If you, yes, it's sorry. Also the list.
Sean Rhodes.
Alex.
For Alex. James Sagerton.
Alex.
For Alex. Andrea Turner.
Dwayne.
Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Tom Voorhees.
Alex.
Alex Steinberg.
Alex.
Alex?
I said Alex.
Okay. I didn't quite hear that. We have one pass. Julie Hewitt.
Dwayne.
For Dwayne. Okay. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 for Alex and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 for Dwayne.
Mm-hmm. Lawrence needs to vote, Marianne.
Oh, that's right. Oh. So
thank you, Mr. Tatum. Since my vote doesn't make a difference, I'm abstaining.
Okay. It does. Yeah.
It's a 9-8 tally, right, Madam Secretary?
That's right.
Okay, so I abstain.
Okay. Please, 9-8. So, Dwayne is vice chair pro tem. Okay.
Thank you. I was talking while I was muted. Thank you, Madam Secretary. So now we'll go to excuse absences. We have Jose Gutierrez, who did provide the chair with a text message that, and we all want to send positive vibes his way. And for those who believe in a higher power or creator or, some kind of, positive force like that, please, keep Brother Jose Gutierrez in your prayers and your good thoughts.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Mr. Pinchback.
Mm-hmm. Can I have a moment of personal privilege?
Yes, you may, Mr. Pinchback.
I'd just like to say thank you to Alex for his work, you know, over the past seasons, you know, and, you know, really, really appreciate the energy and the work and the dedication that you put into this. And just wanted to make sure you understood that your work is and will be and appreciated. Just wanted to say that. Thank you.
Thank you. And if I could take a point of personal privilege, I want to endorse your statement, Ron, and I was about to do that as well. Thank you, Mr. Steinberg, for your hard work and for your leadership on doing the last year, which was a very challenging year, and we still are under many challenges, so I appreciate your work and your leadership on that. Okay.
Chair, could I say something about the agenda?
Dwayne Lark to the stack.
Hold on. I got, Nancy,
it's important for the,
go ahead. It's in regards to the agenda, right?
Yes.
Oh, go ahead, Nancy.
So earlier this evening, we got a request to go immediately to closed session first. We didn't do that because it was not posted. So, we opened with the open session in hopes that we could go immediately to closed session to hear from our lawyers who are waiting for us right now. So, and then the plan was to go back to open session right after we deal with one of the issues that the lawyers are there for.
Okay, so that will be in order once we exhaust the formalities, the protocols. Well,
no, because they're waiting right now. We were planning on going right after.
I understand that. I understand that. I understand that. But my ruling is that that will be in order once we identify timekeepers and announcements and we get to the agenda approval because.
We were going to.
Nancy, please.
I'm just letting you know. Sorry to let you know.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Okay. I have Dwayne Log on the stack, and I hear Mr. Pinchback's voice as well. Mr. Log, you have the floor.
Go to Mr. Pinchback first. It may be more pressing.
Go ahead, Mr. Pinchback.
Yeah. With all due respect, we cannot. We cannot subject those lawyers to one of our agenda approval processes. You know how they are, okay? I really suggest and put forth a motion, if that's what it takes, to go to deal with these folks right now and come back to these formalities later, because that agenda process, that's an hour. You know it easy.
I got it.
Thank you.
So my ruling on that is going to be I will entertain a motion to postpone the open session agenda and go right into executive session.
Mr. Lott, you're recognized. Seeks to be recognized for a motion.
Go ahead, Mr. Lott.
Well, I do want to say that I think all the 2020 officers should be thanked for their service. And each of us, including Grace, put in a lot of time, a lot of effort, that's known and unknown. So I think it'd be appropriate to recognize each of us for our dedication and our commitment and demonstrated willingness to serve. Now, having said that, I would move that we go to executive session to return to open session no later than 10 o'clock.
Okay, so there's a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
I'd like to amend.
Your amendment, Mr. Pinchback.
My amend is that we go back to open session immediately after we deal with the lawyers.
Okay, so I'm a make a decision here. I'd like to still hear a motion to postpone to go into executive session to return. Mm-hmm. Immediately following us exhausting the executive session.
That is my motion, sir. I do motion that. This is Ron.
Okay. Is there a second to that motion?
So, second.
Okay. Somebody second. Is there any objection?
Yes, sir. Dwayne Lark.
Okay. Dwayne objects. Madam Secretary, please go to a vote.
Mr. Chair, we can avoid that if you give me 15 seconds.
You are granted 15 seconds, Mr. Lark.
Well, listen, we got public listening to us right now. And when we go into executive session and we don't give them a certain time, they're fumbling and just simply don't know when we come back. So we ought to discipline ourselves to respect them and their time. And just limit ourselves. We know that we've got one or two or three items. We should be able to determine if we're going to spend 40 minutes, 45 minutes or an hour with these attorneys and let the public know that we're going to be back on the air at a certain time. I think
I got it.
Respect.
I got it. So
Chair,
can we suggest a time certain to return back to open session?
That was the original motion.
Well, Mr. Chair. We're talking about dealing with one of the items on an executive session for this. One, not the whole executive session agenda.
Ralph here. Okay. I have an emergency call. I got to get out for a little bit.
Okay, Ralph.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
So we
deal with this one issue with this one set of lawyers. Then we go back to open session, and then we go back to closed session after open session. That's my suggestion. That's my motion.
Okay.
That's why I'm postponing.
Thank you, Mr. Pinchback. So I'd like to suggest that we go and get the legal update, that piece of the executive session that's on the agenda of the closed session and return back at 10 p.m. Eastern time to open session. Is that reasonable?
No.
No? Who states no?
I'm sorry. This is Lydia. I'm not a board member.
Okay.
But we dealt with this issue last week and it took longer. I mean, I think we either give a range or we just the time that it's taking us to arrive at this
right.
is eating you, into the time that we could be dealing with the issue and get back to open session. And let's not remember that the few listeners that we've counted in the past that listened to it live, whom we totally value because they're taking that kind of precious time, but our public sessions are recorded. And if they're longtime listeners, then they know that this happens, that it's being done in Pacifica's interest. And if they miss a portion, they can always listen to it online at a later date.
Okay. Thank you, Lydia. You cannot make a motion, but you could suggest, how long do you think the legal update's going to take?
I don't know. I'm saying don't put a time on it. But if we stop eating up time right now, we'll get back sooner.
Okay.
But they won't know it.
Okay, so listeners who are listening to the stream and board members, I am going to make a decision that we go immediately into executive session and reconvene once the in open session once the executive session is exhausted. Are there any objections to that?
Mr. Chair, this is the parliamentarian.
Yes, Mr. Tatum.
I just want to put something in your ear. And that is, when you get to the end of the executive session and you need more time, you guys know how to extend time very well.
That is true, Mr. Tatum.
Chair, this is the secretary.
Nancy, you are the secretary. You are not a board member, so
I can still make a comment, right? I can offer to.
If I allow it, I would allow it. Go ahead, Nancy.
I can put a notice on the website for the people listening that we're, what the decision was. And then if you all do decide to extend time, I can put another notice.
Okay, that's fine.
Time back.
Hold on. This is really, we're eating up time, folks. I believe that was Mr. Steinberg. Was that you, Mr. Steinberg?
Yes. I just want to inform you that if you go into executive session, this particular Zoom session is going to end and you're going to have to sign into the new Zoom session. You all should have gotten links to that. And then if we go back to open session, that's still a separate link.
Right. Okay. Can you send can you email to the board, Nancy, the Zoom information for the executive session, please?
I already sent it.
Okay, you did. Okay.
I don't have it.
Mr. Osborne doesn't have it. Can you send it to Mr. Osborne?
I sent it to everyone.
Okay. Can I interrupt, Nancy? I don't get the... Any emails that you send to me at KPFK don't go through. So can't use my KPFK email address.
I sent it to the email address that your secretary gave me for you.
Okay, I don't get it. Would you like to get my correct email address?
Okay, not over the open mic, please.
Hold on, please. Let me try to facilitate the meeting. James, Mr. Osborne, I will email it to you. I do have your email address. Is that okay?
Sure. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Welcome. Okay, so this meeting is not adjourned. This meeting is adjourned.
Recessed.
Yes, we're getting off the stream now. Yeah. And then we'll... Yeah, I'm requesting to get off the screen now.
Okay, I'm closing the Zoom meeting.
So you ended the Zoom meeting, Alex?
Yeah, do you give a break before you start the new meeting or what?
Yeah, let's take 5 minutes, please. 5 minutes. I'll be Mr. Stinn, and don't be tardy for the executive session. Thank you, Mr. Steinberg.
9:25
I'll have to mute everybody now. There's a lot of background noise. I have to mute everybody.
We're leaving this Zoom meeting, and we're going to the other Zoom link, to the second Zoom link.
Okay. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.